翻译林长老。
Let us invite Dr. Foster and Elder Lim to translate.
谢谢我们主席很短的这个介绍。
Perhaps I have to modify the 11 languages.
可能我要稍微更正一下啊，有关于我会讲十一种的语言。
But to some degree, it's true, yes.
从某一个角度来说是真实的。
But it always depends on how you define being fluent in a language, does it not?
但是呢，也就看你在某一种语言你能够讲得多流利。
Thank you very much again to both of you.
谢谢你们两位。
Thank you also to Elder Lim for interpretation.
谢谢今天早上我们有翻译的人。
I will not fall prey to attempt to correct your interpretation.
Okay. 他很客气啊，他说他不会更正我的翻译。Okay.
That's important to know, right? Well, you heard a few things about my past.
你听过我过去的一些事情。
And today I will be giving you a bit more of my past.
今天我会跟你讲更多我过去的事情。
I will in particular focus on some aspects of my time and life in Scotland.
我会用一点时间讲到我在苏格兰的时间的一些事情。
9 years ago, I was still a student at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland.
九年前我还是在阿伯丁这个大学的学生。
And during this time, I was very much involved in student ministry.
那个时候我也非常的很多机会参与这个学生的工作。
This ministry went by the name of International Bible Study.
所以它的这个名称呢叫做国际圣经班。
Or in short,IBS.
它的英文呢就是简称 IBS.
Now, obviously the name says everything really.
Obviously.
It was a Bible study, so we gathered for the purpose of studying scripture.
所以我们跟这些学生在一起，我们的目的就是要读圣经。
And in terms of their participants, it was specifically meant to be international.
参与的人呢，我们希望就是国际的学生。
We didn't have many Scottish people, let alone English people.
所以在那边呢，没有很多苏格兰的人，也没有很多英国人本身。
In actual fact, most of the participants were Chinese.
事实上是有很多中国人。
Just like yourself.
就像我们当中有很多中国的学生。
Most of them were from mainland China.
并且很多都是从中国大陆过来的。
Again.Just like yourself.
就像现在我们很多的中国的同学一样。
However, not many had a clear understanding of the Bible or Christianity.
但是在他们当中，没有很多人是很明确的了解圣经或者基督的信仰是什么。
Very much unlike yourself.
跟你们有点不一样。
And it was in this particular context that I had many discussions about the faith.
就在这样的情况下，很多机会跟他们探讨这个信心的问题。
One discussion in particular I remember very vividly.
我记得很清楚有一次的讨论的当中。
One student approached me and asked me the following question.
有一个学生他来找我，然后我们讨论一个问题。
Now tell me, why should I become a Christian?
请你告诉我，我为什么需要成为基督徒呢？
Now as I was saying earlier, most of these students did not understand much about the gospel yet.
正如我刚才所说的，这些同学生他们当时还没有非常的理解这个基督教的信仰。
So I had to start with the very basics.
所以我要从非常基本的开始跟他讨论。
Which in this case meant I started with Adam.
但是在这个情况下，我跟开始的时候就跟他讲到亚当。
So I showed this person what we have inherited through Adam.
我就跟他说，我们从亚当我们得到了什么，或者什么被遗传给我们。
Namely, sin because of disobedience.
因为他的背叛，因此呢，我们就被他遗传有这个罪。
And as a result of it, we have also inherited death, which is its punishment.
作为那个罪的后果，因此我们也都承受了这个死亡。
I elaborated that this death was a threefold death.
啊，我跟他说这个死亡呢是有三个层面。
Physical.
第一是我们的身体的死。
Spiritual.
我们灵命的死。
And lastly, even eternal.
第三方面也就是永远的死。
Now this person happened to be a student of law.
啊，这位学生他是法律系的学生。
So her spontaneous reaction was, but that's not fair.
他就对我说，哎，这个很不公平。
That is not fair.
他说这个不公平。
Why should I be held accountable for the crime of an ancestor?
啊，为什么我要为我祖宗的罪来承担这个后果呢？
Looking at you, I can see that you say, oh yeah, she's right.
也许我们当中有的人也觉得，啊，他说的对。
Well, here's my answer.
这是我的答案。
I said you may be right.
我说，从某个角度来说，也许你是对的。
But we have a problem.
但是我们有一个问题。
And the problem is this.
问题就在这。
Neither you or I can go back in time and change it.
啊，我你跟我或者任何人都不能回到过去改变这个情况。
Neither you and I can go back in time and undo what has been done.
只能够说，如果你跟我能够回到当时改变这个情况。
In other words, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, zero, niente, nada that you and I can do.
所以呢，原原版本的就是没我们没有一个人能够做什么关于这个罪的问题。
However,
但是
I went on by saying, oh, by the way, I happen to know someone who did change the course of history.
啊，我认识一个人，他就把这个作为世界历史转变了。
And at that point, as you can tell, I started talking about the life of Jesus Christ.
啊，当然你可以想象得到，那个时候我就开始讲到耶稣基督的事情。
Where Adam had been disobedient, Christ was obedient.
亚当他悖逆，但是基督他是顺服。
Where Adam had brought punishment, Jesus Christ bore that punishment in his body.
亚当他带来这个惩罚，耶稣是担当我们的惩罚。
And all of that is given to us by faith.
而这一切也都是借着信给我们。
We have read the passage earlier coming from Romans chapter 5.
所以刚才我们有读到罗马书第五章。
And of course, we will be looking at that passage from a historical perspective.
我们会从一个历史的角度来看这两节的经文。
And that of course means hope.
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 这个当然就代表我们是有希望的。
Hope for you and for me.
就对你对我有希望。
Hope for this life.
对在今生有盼望。
Hope for the end of this life.
今生结束的时候也有盼望。
Hope reaching beyond this life.
啊，超越今生还是有盼望。
Jesus' obedience is our hope.
耶稣的顺服是我们的盼望。
Jesus' obedience is your hope and mine.
所以耶稣的顺服是你跟我的盼望。
And that's our topic this morning.
这就是今天早上我们的题目。
Let us first of all come to Lord in prayer, shall we?
我们开始的时候，我们先来到主的面前祷告。
As we stand and sit before you, Father, we become aware of the many graces you have given us. We thank you that you have given us the grace of life. You have given us the grace of breath. And yet, as we are in front of you, we become aware that we are sinful.That we are a sinful people. There are many things we would be ashamed to share with others, but you know it all. And that being the case, we pray that we would not look into ourselves, but we would look up to the cross and behold Christ our Lord. Help us, we pray, to see ourselves from that perspective. Help us, we pray,to see our lives from the perspective of Jesus Christ. Would you help us to see our lives from the perspective of Jesus' obedience on our behalf? We pray that you would help us to understand these things. We pray that you would help us to preach and teach these things, be it at church, be it beyond the four walls of the church. We pray that we will be able to give an answer as to why we believe in Jesus. Help us as we go about this endeavor, today, tomorrow, and all the days of our lives. Help us, we pray, hear our prayers as we approach you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Paul writes,
保罗他写,
For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous.
这样看来,因一次的过犯,众人都被定罪,照样因一次的义行,众人也都被称义而得生命了。As
I was saying earlier, we'll be looking at the life of Jesus Christ.
刚才我们提过,我们要看耶稣的生平。
We will be examining it.
我们会来查考耶稣的生平。We
will see how Jesus' life dovetails with ours and how it intersects with ours.
我们要看看耶稣基督的生命跟我们的生命怎么样联合起来。So
let us start by just looking at Christ's life, shall we?
所以呢,我们开始的时候就来看看耶稣他的生平。When
Jesus was 12 years old, we find him in Jerusalem at the temple.
耶稣12岁的时候,我们发现他在这个耶路撒冷的圣殿里。There
he is very active in listening to and speaking to the scribes.
他在那边非常活泼的跟这些宗教领袖他们在探讨,他也在聆听。All
the while his parents are desperately looking for him.
当那个时候他的父母是很紧急的在寻找他。And
when they finally find him, they say, Son, how could you do this to us?
所以当他们找到他的时候,就对他说,孩子,你怎么能够这样对待我们呢?
And Jesus answers,
耶稣的回答是,
Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?
难道你不知道我应该忙于我父亲的事情吗?
Jesus loved the Father with perfect devotion and love.
我想我们可以说,耶稣是以一个专一的爱来爱天父。
It is by faith that that very perfect devotion and love is given to you and to me.
今天呢,也是借着信心,这个专一的爱也给我们每一个人。
A love and devotion which you and I very often actually lack.
很多时候也是你跟我常常所缺乏的,缺少的。So,
this love and devotion for God the Father is given to you and to me because of Jesus's obedience.
所以在这边呢,我们也因着耶稣基督已经有这个对父的爱也给你,也给我。We
further see Jesus at his baptism. He is 30 years old.
耶稣30岁的时候,我们也看到他受洗。He
is at the River Jordan.
他在约旦河。And
we read that this baptism was a baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
我们知道这个,施洗的意义也就是这个赦罪。
That's what the Gospels tell us.
这也是福音所告诉我们的。It
was a baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
这个施洗是为了罪的赦免。But
hang on.
但是我们要继续看。Jesus
did not commit any sins.
当然我们知道耶稣没有犯任何的罪。So
why is he baptized?
因此为什么他也需要接受洗礼呢?
Have you ever thought about this issue?
有没有想到这回事呢?
And just by the way, if you do not understand why this is, let me tell you, you are in perfect company.
如果你不能够了解,你不要以为说只有你不了解,很多人都不了解。
Because John the Baptist doesn't understand it either.
因为施洗约翰本身都不了解为什么耶稣需要受他的施洗。
He says, you are coming to me?
施洗约翰就在说,你来找我为你施洗吗?
Why was Jesus baptized?
为什么耶稣要接受洗礼呢?
In his baptism, Jesus identified completely with Adam's fallen race.
当耶稣接受这个洗礼的时候,他是完全的与堕落的亚当完全的认同。For
us, he asked for the forgiveness of sins.
为了我们的缘故,他也要求这个罪的赦免。And
this forgiveness of sins was also granted to Jesus right then and there.
我们也可以说,就在那个时候,这个罪的赦免也就赐给他。
Because the Father says, You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
因为天父是对他说, 这是我的爱子, 是我所喜悦的。
It is because of Jesus' confession of sins that your confession, your conversion is heard in the very first place.
也是因为耶稣基督的代求，他也被父接纳，因此呢，我们也可以在父的面前被接纳。
I've been a Christian now for many years.
啊，我到目前为止，我做基督徒已经好多年了。
And I've gotten to know Christians who very often struggle with this very issue.
很多时候我也为这个教义来挣扎。
They look back onto the beginning of their Christian life.
很多人他们也回想他们开始信主的时候。
And they say things like, well, I confessed my sin.
他说我也承认我的罪。
But then I do not remember all of these sins.
但是我不记得我犯过的所有的罪。
I just cannot recall all of these.
啊，我不可能啊，记得我过去所犯的每一样的罪。
Other Christians struggle somewhat differently.
啊，有的基督徒他的挣扎是这样。
They say things like, "Well, I was just caught up in the moment."
啊，他会说啊，我是在这个不知不觉中啊，就在罪的当中。
So I went forward.
所以啊，当时我就走上去。
But was my confession really sincere enough?
啊。我想他刚才所说的就是说在一个布道会可能你那个时候你还不太清楚然后就走到前面了所以我那个时候所做的祷告是真实的吗
It is precisely because of Jesus' baptism, because of his confession of sin, that your confession of sin, that your conversion and mine.
所以耶稣基督的这个受洗他的认罪因此呢我们的所谓认罪是有功效的。
And for this reason, the Father says the same thing to you which he also said to his Son back then.
也就是今天上帝也会跟你说同样的话正像他对耶稣所说的话你是我的爱子。
You,
你
you,
我们每个人
are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter.
所以你是我的爱子你是我的爱女。
So, God is well pleased with you.
因此也可以说神也喜悦我们当中的每一位。
And with me because of Jesus' obedience.
但是是因为耶稣基督的缘故上帝也喜悦我或者悦纳我。
After his baptism, Jesus is led into the desert by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣受洗之后就被圣灵带领到旷野里面去。
There he fasts for 40 days and 40 nights.
在那边他就在那边禁食40昼夜。
So physically, he is naturally very weak.
所以从身体来说，他已经非常的软弱。
And it's especially at this moment in time that Satan approaches him.
也就在他最软弱的时候，撒旦就来到他的面前。
You know, Satan always approaches you when you are weak, right?
撒旦通常就在你软弱的时候来找你。
He always tempts you with something which, yeah, you would like to do.
也就是用一个你想做的东西来引诱你。
He did it in the garden. He tries doing it a second time here.
所以他在这个伊甸园，他第一次这样做了，现在他照样还是这样做。
He was successful with the first Adam.
他对这个第一个亚当，撒旦成功了。
But surprise, surprise, you're not successful here.
但是是否在我们当中，他成功不成功呢？
Jesus was tempted, genuinely tempted.
耶稣是真实的被试探。
But he did not give in to temptation and sin.
但是他没有堕落在这个试探的当中，也没有堕落在罪恶的当中。
It is for this reason that Jesus knows what temptations are all about.
也因为这样，耶稣也确实的知道到底这个试探是怎么一回事。
I recall many years ago how I overheard some statements by a man in our home Bible study group.
我记得几年前在我们的这个家庭的查经班里面，我听到一个人他讲这样的一句话。
Now this is not in Scotland. This is back in Switzerland.
这个是在瑞士的地方。
So we were talking about the Christian life, the Christian struggles.
我们就讲到基督的生活，基督徒的所经历的这些的问题。
At which point this man opens up.
在讲的当中呢，这个人就开始讲自己。
And he says,
他就说
I suffer in this, 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 and this area of my life.
他说我在我的生命的 这些不同的层面受苦。
I'm tempted from all these directions.
从这些不同的方向我都被试探。
I cannot always resist these temptations.
很多时候我也不能够来对抗这些的试探。
And if I'm honest, I sometimes don't even want to resist.
如果我很诚实的话，有些时候我其实不愿意来拦阻或者对抗这个试探。
Now we can react to this very differently, okay?
也许我们对他所说的话，我们会有不同的反应。
Some people are very quick to raise a stone and to hurl it at him.
Are quick to
hurl the stone at him.
很多时候可能我们会很容易去定别人的罪。
But hang on there.
但是我们要慢一点。
Because in one sense, this man is very honest.
从一个角度来说，这个人可以说很诚实。
And I think the main problem is his focus.
但是我想他的问题是他的焦点在哪里？
He focuses on himself.
是因为他只看自己。
What is lacking is the proper focus on the cross.
但是他所缺少的，也就是要把焦点放在十字架上。
Yes, you and I can identify with this man. Yes, we can.
我想我们都可以认同这个人所说的。
Being human, being flesh, we know what it is like to be tempted.
我们在这个肉体的当中，我们都知道什么是被试探。
But it is more important to identify with the man on the cross.
但是更重要的，我们要跟在十字架上的那一位来认同。
Because he was victorious over temptation and sin.
因为他已经胜过试探和罪恶。
And his victory over temptation and sin is given to you and to me because of Jesus' obedience.
因为耶稣基督他的得胜，这个我们能够胜过试探和罪恶的这个权柄也给我们了。
Paul writes,
保罗说，
For by one man's obedience, Christ's obedience,Many will be made righteous.
因这一个人的顺服，很多人就将被称为义了。
In essence, his biography becomes yours and mine.
换句话说，他的义就成为你跟我的义。
His life becomes yours and mine.
他的生命就成为你跟我的生命。
And that means hope.
这都是盼望。
That means hope.For this life.
也就是在今生的时候，我们是有盼望的。
So, Jesus' obedience becomes yours and mine.
所以耶稣的顺服也成为你我的顺服。
Jesus' biography becomes yours and mine.
所以耶稣的传记也成为你跟我的传记。
And that again means hope for this life.
这也表示我们在今生是有盼望的。
But of course, life at some point also comes to an end, does it not?
但是我们知道说，我们的生命总是有一个终点。
So let us look at the end of Jesus' life, shall we?
所以我们也看一下耶稣他生命的终点。
At the cross, on the day of his execution, you see Jesus there on the cross.
在耶稣受难的那个时候，我们看见他被钉在十字架上。
Jesus is struggling for life.
耶稣在那边也为这个口气来挣扎。
On one hand, because of all the physical pain he has been inflicted with.
他身上已经带了很多的伤痕疼痛。
You certainly know the Romans were experts at inflicting physical pain upon the condemned criminal.
我们都很理解，罗马人是非常专业，知道怎么样让人受苦的。
Have you by any chance ever watched the movie The Passion of the Christ?
我不知道我们当中有看过耶稣受难这个影片吗？
That looks like quite the majority.
我看起来好像很多人都看过。
Now I like that movie very much, okay?
我很喜欢这部电影。
And not only because the whole text is both Latin and Aramaic.
不只是因为它里面有很多拉丁文还有这个亚兰文。
But for a very different reason.
但是我喜欢这个电影有另外一个原因。
Irrespective of the historical accuracy of all the depictions, the one thing you see is pain.
One thing you see is
pain.
Pain. 无论他所表达的每一个场景是否是那么有跟历史是一样的，但是呢，你可以看到他的一个中心点就是痛苦。
It is a Hollywood movie.
当然这是一个 Hollywood 它所产生的这个拍出来的电影。
We all know that Hollywood sometimes has to add something to it to make it more palatable.
当然我们知道这些电影的制作人他们都要加一点东西让这个电影也许更生动一点。
But irrespective of that, the one thing you sense, the one thing you notice is pain in that movie.
但是无论如何，当你看这部电影的时候，你一定会感受到其中所说的这个痛苦。
The Lord suffered tremendously.
我们的主是非常，或者说经历非常大的痛苦。
But that's only one aspect.
但这只不过是其中的一个层面。
That's only the physical aspect.
这只不过是他的肉体的层面。
Next comes the relational or emotional aspect.
但另外一方面呢，我们会看到他在这个人际之间的这个关系的，或者说他的这个心灵上面、心理上面的一个层面。
Jesus had been betrayed by one of his disciples.
耶稣被他的其中的一个门徒所出卖。
He was abandoned by the others.
他也被其他的门徒所抛弃了。
And lastly, even the Father. Is not there any longer.
并且到最后，天父也颜面不看他，或者说离开他。
The Father whom he had served from day one until to the very end.
就是他从第一天到这一天，他一直侍奉的父。
So that at this point Jesus cries out and says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
因此在这个时候，耶稣就说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我呢？”
He is alone in his death struggle.
所以在他生死挣扎的当中，他是很孤独的。
Many people are afraid of death.
很多人都很惧怕死亡。
More to the point, many people are afraid of dying alone.
更多人他们很怕会在死亡的时候，死的那一刻，他是很孤单的。
And I think maybe I'm stressing this because death doesn't have any appointments with us.
我这样讲是说到这个死亡呢，没有先跟我们约定好的。
Death comes unbidden.
所以这个罪这个死可以随时都临到。
When death comes, death comes.
如果死亡要到，就到了。
And death demands entry.
因此我们就进入到这个死亡的里面。
Jesus dies alone.
耶稣是孤零零的死亡。
So that in our hour of death, you and I do not have to face death alone.
叫我们，当我们也自己面临死亡的时候，就不需要孤单的来面临。
With the result that death, physical death, becomes a passage to a new life.
这样呢，我们的死只不过就是我们进入到永恒的一个路径而已。
And so John the Apostle writes,
所以约翰使徒他这样写。
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.
从现在开始，那些在主里死的是有福的。
So you and I will not have to face death alone because of Jesus's obedience.
所以，因为耶稣基督他的顺服，今天如果我们面临死亡的时候，你跟我都不需要孤单的来面临。
I mentioned to you earlier the student who approached me with this one question, right?
开始的时候我们有提到那个来问我这个问题的一个学生。
Well, speaking about death, here's another question of hers.
所以呢，讲到死亡的时候，他又有另外一个问题。
She asked me.
他问我。
Did Jesus have to die this terrible death?
耶稣必须要这样死得这样惨吗？
Was there no other way?
没有别的方法吗？
So again, I have to start from the very beginning.
所以我就要就从头开始。
I go back to the Old Testament.
就回到旧约。
I highlight how God, of course, calls for sacrifice.
所以我就强调上帝那边要求献祭的事情。
But I fast forward and explain that in his perfect time, God himself would provide the sacrifice.
但是我就讲得很快，一直到上帝在他所选择的时候，他自己供应了这个祭物。
His own son,
也就是他自己的儿子
sacrificed for you and for me,
是为你为我来牺牲的。
And that sacrifice was accepted.
这个祭物神也悦纳。
Because Jesus himself says at the cross,
因为耶稣在十字架的时候他说
it is finished,
成了。
It is accomplished.
这个事情完成了。
As ministers, you will be called to deathbeds.
作为一个传道人，很多时候你会来看望这些快要死的人。
And when you stand at a deathbed, you know that something is deeply wrong about it.
当我们站在这些快要死的人的旁边的时候，你知道说有一些事情是不对劲的。
You don't need any explanation.
你在那边不能够说明什么。
No one else does.
也没有人能够说明什么。
Everyone knows intuitively that this is wrong.
我们都本能的知道说这个是不对的。
The abrogation of life is wrong.
或者说要取去这个生命是不对的。
And yet it is the way of all flesh.
但是这却是每个肉身的人都必须经过的。
Ever since Adam.
从亚当开始到现在。
It is Jesus' obedience which takes away the victory and sting of death.
也是因为耶稣的顺服，他就把这个死的毒钩胜过了。
So that Paul can write.
所以保罗可以这样说。
Death, where is your victory?
死亡，你的得胜，你的胜利在哪里呢？
Death, where is your sting?
那个死亡，你的那个味道在哪里呢？
So, you and I will not have to face eternal death because of Jesus' obedience.
就因为耶稣基督他的顺服，你跟我就不再需要面对那个永远的死。
Jesus eradicates death.
耶稣已经完全的把死亡除去了。
Jesus rips apart the power of death.
耶稣也把这个死亡的能力把它破坏了。
And that means hope.
这都是盼望。
Hope for this life.
不单单是今生有盼望。
And hope when this life comes to an end.
还有我们要离开这个世界的时候有盼望。
But again, that's not sufficient, is it not?
但是这个还不够，对吗？
Because what about beyond life? What then?
也就是说，当我们离开这个世界之后，又如何呢？
Let us look at Jesus' life after the resurrection.
我们也看看耶稣当他复活之后，他的生平是怎么样的。
Because of the resurrection, Jesus Christ had defeated death, and after 40 days, he returned to his Father.
耶稣因为他从死里复活，他胜过死亡，40天之后，他又回到天父那里。
At which point, he is preparing a place for us, as he promised.
正如他所应许的，他去为我们预备一个地方。
But please understand, he's not taking a long vacation now.
Taking a long day.
He's not taking a long vacation.
请我们不要误会，他不是好像耶稣去了一个很长的假期。
But rather, he is praying.
而他是祷告。
He is pleading.
他是为我们代求。
He is interceding for you and for me.
他是为你为我向父来代求。
In very much the same way he prayed for Peter.
就像他为彼得祷告一样。
I have prayed for you that your faith shall not fail.
我已经为你祷告，叫你的信心不失去。
I have prayed for you that your faith shall not fail.
我已经为你祷告，好让你的信心不会失去。
I've been telling you about a couple of my classmates from back then, have I not?
I have a couple of
classmates.
我有跟你们讲过我一些的同学的事情。
Well, let me tell you a short episode about another fellow student.
让我再跟你讲另外一个学生他的一个情况。
This fellow student of mine was applying for a job in the UK and abroad.
他呢就在英国跟其他国家在寻找一个职业。
For quite some time.
他已经找了很久。
And it was a very frustrating time for him.
所以那个时候在找这个工作的时候，对他来说是非常费力的。
Because he very often got his application form back by mail.
因为很多时候他所递交的这个申请又被退回来，是经过这个邮政退回来的。
And in short, it read, "You are not qualified enough."
所以简单来说，也就是你不配做这个工作。
Eventually, he did find a job.
最后他找到一份工作。
But if I recall correctly, it was after 18 or 20 months.
但是呢，是在18个月之后才找到。
you are not qualified enough.
你不适合或者不配做这个工作。
These are words which you and I will not have to hear when we return home.
也就是这些像这样的话是当我们回到神面前的时候不需要听到的话。
But rather, what is it that we will hear?
但是在主的面前我们会听到他说什么呢？
It will be, welcome home, son.
他会说，孩子，欢迎你回来。
Welcome home, daughter.
女儿，欢迎你回来。
Everything is prepared.
一切都已经准备好了。
So, eternal life is given to you and to me because of Jesus' obedience.
所以永生，因为耶稣基督他的顺服已经赐给你，也赐给我。
This also means something else.
这个也有一个另外的意义。
It means for the time being that this life on earth has sense and direction.
这也表示说，我们还在今生的时候，我们有方向，也有意义。
Despite the fact that we still suffer.
虽然我们还是会经历苦难。
Despite the fact that sometimes we don't know where we are going.
虽然有些时候我们不知道我们该向何处走。
But because of Jesus, life has a sense and direction.
但是因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们的生命就有方向，也有意义。
It has a goal.
是有一个目标。
Because of Jesus' obedience.
乃是因为耶稣的顺服。
So, Jesus' obedience is our hope.
因此，我们可以说耶稣的顺服就是我们的盼望。
He pleads for us.
他也为我们代求。
He intercedes for us.
他为我们求父。
He prays for us.
他为我们祷告。
And that means hope for this life, for the end of this life, and for life everlasting beyond this life.
这也表示我们在今生，表示我们来到死亡的时候，一直到超越死亡的时候，他都给我们盼望。
As I say, that's our hope.
正如我刚才所提过，这就是我们的盼望。
And that also means that this hope cannot falter.
我们也知道说这个盼望不会失败的。
This hope cannot fail.
这个盼望一定会成就的。
Because it is not dependent on anything that you or I do.
因为这个不是根据你跟我能够做什么。
It is not dependent on any achievement of yours or mine.
也不是根据你跟我能够做成功的一些什么事情。
But rather it has been inscribed into the rock of history.
乃是因为这个已经深深地刻在历史的磐石上。
Where it is, stays and remains.
也永远留存留。
And that means it cannot be undone.
也换句话说，这个事实呢，不能够再改正的。
It will not be undone.
它不可能被修改的。
Because there is no one here who could undo it.
因为没有一个人能够叫耶稣所做的事情会失去功效的。
For this reason, Jesus is our hope.
因为这样，我们可以说耶稣是我们的盼望。
Jesus' obedience is our hope.
耶稣的顺服是我们的盼望。
Paul writes,
保罗写着，
In this case, to the Galatians.
对加拉太的人这样说，
It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
如今活着的不再是我自己活，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
现在我在肉身上所活的这个生命，不再是靠着我自己，乃是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
I'll read it again.
我再读一次。
It is no longer I who live.
不是我自己活着。
But Christ lives in me.
而是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
现在我活着的这个生命是因着信耶稣基督神的儿子。
Who loved me and gave himself for me and for you.
他是爱我，他也是爱你，他是为我们牺牲他自己的生命。
You realize we're coming to the very beginning of our sermon again.
你会感觉到我们是回到我们这篇道的开始。
And thus to the question which I was asked back then.
也就像这个同学那个时候问我的那个问题。
Why shall I become a Christian?
为什么我必须做一个基督徒呢？
What answer will you give when you are asked the same or a similar question?
如果有人也问你同样的问题，你会怎么样回答他呢？
If you are like me, then sometimes you will feel uncomfortable at giving a straight answer.
很多时候，也许你像我一样，要给他一个答案，不是很容易的。
But then, here's a piece of encouragement.
但是这个可以鼓励我们。
The person I've been speaking about so far today is a Christian.
我刚才提到的这个同学学生，他今天已经是一个基督徒。
She received baptism still in Scotland.
他在苏格兰的时候就接受洗礼。
Before she returned to China.
在他回到中国之前。
And she became a Christian, and she remained a Christian because people spoke about the faith to her.
她今天能够信主并且持守，是因为有人对她传讲耶稣。
I was just one out of many.
我只不过是很多人的当中其中的一个。
And please also raise the following question.
也许我们也应该提出这个问题。
If you and I do not speak, who will?
如果没有人，你跟我都不去传的话，谁会去传呢？
This fellow student had already been targeted by Jehovah's Witnesses.
这个我所说的这个学生，那个时候这些耶和华见证人已经在注意他。
But before she was baptized, she cut her ties with the Jehovah's Witnesses.
但是就在他还没有正式加入耶和华见证人之前，他就截断了这个关系。
And obviously, even today, she is following closely after Christ.
今天我们感谢主，她还是紧紧地跟随主。
Remember, we are bringing the gospel.
今天我们要记得，我们所带出去的是福音。
The gospel is glad tidings.
这个福音就是好的消息。
Because the gospel is not about anything that you or I could do.
因为这个福音不是说你跟我能够做什么。
It is all about what Christ has done for you and for me.
他完完全全的是讲到耶稣为你跟我做了什么。
This is pretty much in a nutshell what I was telling her.
这也是我当时所告诉她的非常简易的这样的一个小小的事情。
We've been hearing much about missions and evangelism.
很多时候我们也谈到宣教，也谈到个人的布道。
This is the way I do evangelism.
这也是我做布道的方式。
It can also be your way.
也许你也有别的方式，或者你可以这样做。
Or any other way you feel comfortable with.
或者说你比较能舒服能够容易做的一个方式。
Jesus is our hope for this life, for the end of the life, and beyond this life.
耶稣基督是我们今生，我们生命结束的时候，还有我们在永恒里面的盼望。
And he is our hope because of his obedience.
他是我们的盼望，因为他顺服。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
As we contemplate your short years of life on earth.
当我们思考我们在这世上的年日非常短的时候。
We give you thanks for your life, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督，我们因着你，我们献上感恩。
Please accept this feeble thanksgiving from our lips.
请你接受我们这个软弱的人所发出的这个感恩。
But would you energize us to become even more faithful to you?
但求你让我们有更有能力，能够来侍奉你。
Let us focus on your life from beginning to end.
让我们把焦点放在你在这世上从开始到结束的时候。
Would we realize and recognize what we have been given by grace?
我们就更加的认识我们借着神你的恩典所得到的这一切。
And would this faith spill over into our service for you?
因为这样我们能够很乐意的去服侍你。
At church and beyond church.
无论在教会，无论在教会以外。
Help us, we pray.
帮助我们
Help us in all our daily chores and tasks.
帮助我们在我们日常生活的每一样的事情。
Once again, thank you.
再次我们感谢你。
Thank you for love which we do not deserve.
谢谢你给我们所不配得的爱。
Hear our prayers.
听我们的祷告。
As we pray all these things in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
正如我们现在祷告，是奉父子圣灵的名祷告的。阿门。Amen.